It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is August 17th, 2018, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting edition. So normally, if one was to do things sequentially, which if you've listened to the past 16 episodes, not everything's been 100% sequential, I should be talking about tornadoes today. But instead, because I'm doing a car cast and I don't need reference materials, we are going to talk about storm chasing a little bit. So storm chasing is, as I've kind of hinted before, can be a very dangerous thing if you don't know what you're doing. The most important part, most important thing a storm chaser's job is to do is to give ground truth to what is happening in a storm. Whether it be heavy rain, hail, tornadoes, any of that kind of stuff, that is that person's job to report it to the National Weather Service ultimately. And the methodologies I've kind of mentioned before, a few different ways that happen. But most specifically, if you are a trained spotter, you are going to be given a special phone number to call that is a direct line right to the National Weather Service. No, I'm not going to give it, and I don't have it memorized, but yes, I do have my phone. The other thing that you are given is a spotter ID number. And that is kind of based upon your location within the area. Supposedly, it's not even necessarily a unique number, but it's a number given to based on your area. I mean, I said that twice. So, what keeps the storm spotter safe? How's it be one of those days? First thing that kind of keeps the storm spotter safe is to have a team. If you're going at yourself, there's way too much for you to kind of watch. Because here's some of the most important things. One, you need to be paying attention to driving. If you have ever driven, which I imagine most of you have, you know that's a full-time job in itself. That driver also needs to pay attention to having exit routes. So if you get yourself trapped, you need to be able to... Well, you don't want to get yourself trapped, basically. If you start noticing that there's a tornado forming directly in front of you, directly to your side coming right at you, or even just something forming right above you, you want to get the hell out of there fast. So you need to have a route. You need to be able to get out of there and be safe. One of the videos that at storm spotter training that they have shared is a group of guys are watching a tornado, not very far away from them, but a safe distance away, watching it form, kind of bounce around. A guy looks up and says, "We got to go right now. Pack up, let's go." And then the second video clip they show is from about 3-4 minutes previous to that, maybe 5 minutes, and there's a tornado right where they were. So you really need a person who's good at driving and good at looking for exit routes. You know, and then stopping in a place that you have accessibility to all of these. In as many directions as you possibly humanly can. And you need another person pretty much probably watching radar. Looking at for a rotation, looking for areas that would be of interest that could be produced, could be likely of producing something. And then, in some respects, navigating the person to that area. Or just in general, just kind of watching radar and potentially having another person navigating. And you don't navigate with your GPS or your phone, you really should have maps, because what technology fails in you? Another person really should be the person watching for funnel clouds and wall clouds. So then you kind of have that one person dedicated looking around, checking, spotting, and looking for, again, areas of interest that you will sit and watch. And I've even heard up to order of a fourth person. I don't quite remember what their justification for that was. And that might have been that separation of radar versus navigator type scenario. So, at a minimum, you should probably have two people. One person focused on driving, one person focusing on radar spotting and navigating to a degree. That helps keep you safe. So, where is a safe spot to watch a tornado? Well, you definitely don't want to be underneath it. You definitely want to be in front of it. And you won't be far enough away from any other place so you can see it. Or so you're safe. But you also don't want to be too far away or in the wrong spot where you can't see it. Most tornadoes form in the south and southwest sides of a storm. And that's usually the rear end of the storm. So your tornadoes are going to be the last thing that comes through in a storm. And I've kind of mentioned that with the supercells in the last episode. So your likely spot is you want to be southwest of the storm. Maybe even southeast because of the angle. Because you got to remember when I talk about supercells, and I know you can't see my hand looping right now, but you got that hook echo. That hook echo could have rain associated with it. So you might have to be sort of in front of it to see the tornado. That's not 100% the case because they're around here. We talk about the St. Peter tornado. This tornado back in 97, 96, 97, I think, that ripped down through a downtown in a reasonable sized city. I don't remember if there's any deaths or injuries or anything, but that one you could not spot from the south. People from the north were able to see it. So it's not always the case that it's going to be the southwest, but that's your most likely spot. That's why you need a radar person to kind of say, hey, north of here is looking interesting. We should go check it out over there. So that's really your safest place, to the southwest or north of the storm, away from the path. You know where the tornado is. You know which direction the, where the tornado should form approximately. And you know, because you know which direction the storm is going. You know which way the storm is going because the updraft is pointing away from the storm. The wall cloud is typically pointing away from the storm. Or the opposite direction of what is heading. I hope that wasn't too confusing. Like I said, not 100% organized thoughts, but I do have, you know, in my head, that's some of the stuff I have learned along the way. I personally have not done spotting because I really don't have any friends or anything that does this. And I haven't taken the time to get work myself into an area where... Or, like a spotting group that does this kind of stuff. I just haven't taken that opportunity, mostly because I feel like I'm too busy to do that. But the main reason I did, I wanted to have this training to begin with. At home, I have a really poor visibility for anything. I live on a hill, and I'm in like a mid-range of a hill, so I got more hill above us, and we have lots of trees. I'm not going to be able to spot much from my house. But when we're all camping, that's really where I want to have that skill set. Because you're in a camper, if you have straight line winds, you want to get to shelter. You have a risk of tornado, you want to get to shelter. You want to know where things are at, you want to know how it's going to look, and you want to be able to physically see it if you can. That's why I took the spotter training, and it's mostly to keep my family safe, along the way. I have learned more and more about this as I've gone. I've been doing this for 5-6 years now, truly, like the spotting and the radar and everything. And that's how I've got to this point now where I'm really starting to learn things. So I'm gonna guess I'm at 10 and a half minutes, so I better shut her down from here. So thanks for listening. I don't know exactly what's gonna happen tomorrow for a show, because it is weekend. But I'll try and knock something out, and I will talk to you hopefully tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes on the weather and be weather aware. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.